All right, we're going to be joined by Patrick Wood here in just a minute with several big stories, including the Trilateral Commission saying recently that 2023 was year one of the new order. He's the one that alerted us to that. And so we're going to visit with him in just 1 second. So before we go to Patrick Wood, let me know, guys, when we have him. Before we do that, let me take you to our website, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Let me show you something down here. This I mentioned last night for the first time, and then today on radio, and the response has been amazing. So amazing that I had to order up another, see, I had some ordered, we got them, then I ordered more last night, then I ordered another 50 today on top of it. So we've got them, and we've got them coming in. I wasn't expecting this big of a response. Apparently, again, people like some of the things we're offering because, again, they're common sense things, okay? So here's this EMT medical bag, and I'm going to just put up here what's in it because some folks are asking what's in it, and I'll scroll through it as you read it. But it's got the – well, I'll read it to you. We got iPads, bandage strips, abdominal pads, sterile gauze. I'm not going to read every one. We've got butterfly strips. So that's if someone gets cut, instead of stitches, you can do a butterfly. We've got ammonia inhalants. We've got examination gloves. We've got tape, ice packs, tongue depressors, EMT shears, tweezers. We've got all kinds of stuff in here. We've got a pen light. That would be for a doctor or nurse or whatever knows how to check the pupil. We've got a CPR mask. We've got the ability to do stitches, sutures in here as well. And by the way, we're also just ordering up more sutures independently. Because I'm like, you know, you might want more than two. So you can go ahead and get this EMT bag, but you can come back to our site because we just found a company to work with to offer up sutures independently as well so that you could say, you know what, while I get that EMT bag, I might pick up three or four packs of sutures as well. Because why did I do this? Most of everything I offer comes out of our own personal use or our own desire to have something, and then we go exploring and we find it. We're like, well, let's offer this to our audience. And that was the case with the EMT bag. What we did is we had, as you guys know, I said Roger Stone's guy here this fall, and they got T-boned, and this security guy got really cut good above the eye, needed about 5-6 stitches, and he wouldn't leave Roger to go sit in a waiting room somewhere. So I called up a doctor in my neighborhood, and I said, hey, can you come and stitch this guy up? And so he said, well, I don't have everything with me at home, but if you get all this stuff on hand, you know, I can come do that. Well, we were able to finally get some things and got the guy stitched up. But we took him right to a doctor's house. But the other doctor was like, if you just get some of this stuff on hand, I can do it. So I thought, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get an EMT bag, and I don't understand how to do all this stuff and use it. But I know nurses, nurse practitioners, and doctors and different things that do. So if I have it, they can use it. So that's how I came to start exploring EMT bags. Some of the bags I was seeing out there, folks, were $799, okay? I'm not looking to break the bank. I just want a nice EMT, you know, medical trauma bag. So we got one, came in, and we're offering it to you guys. It's a nice quality product. Some are blue. Some are red. Right now we got blue that's shipping. Red will be shipping next week. Right now we're not going to be picky about the colors simply because it's a matter of getting them and keeping them in stock. I called the company today and said, look, we had a huge response last night and this morning. They put me on hold, so let me go check my inventory. They came back and they said, we got you. We're good. We're good. And they started telling me how many they had, and we're good. So I ordered up another big order of it, and so we'll be able to keep these going. So go ahead, get your order in. By the way, these make great gifts, great gifts. I am seeing people buy two and three at a crack. They're buying two or three of these at a crack, the big EMT bag with all the contents in it that I was reading off to you on the screen there. And so, and if you desire to add anything else to it, there's still a lot of pockets to add whatever else you want to add to it. So again, you can get it at WVWTVstore.com. You might want one for your car or your house. Some of you have vacation homes. You might want one for there. They make great gifts, by the way. And by the way, as a guy, most guys like this kind of stuff. Just FYI, ladies. Most guys like this kind of stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's a guy thing. But a lot of guys like camping gear. They like survival gear. They just like having this kind of stuff around, knowing it's there. They like it. So a lot of guys would get this for Father's Day, they would think that's kind of cool to have. So particularly if you throw it in their car or keep one at home, one at the office, one at your main residence. Some of you, again, have lake houses and somebody's fishing and gets a hook or gets cut cutting wood and needs some stitches. And there's a doctor down the street or whatever. There you go. All right. Or you need to use some butterflies. There you go. There it is. So order them up. They're ready to go and more coming in. You can also order by phone, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. And Libby is answering phones and taking orders on a Friday night. If she doesn't answer, leave a message, text her. She'll get back to you just as quick as she can. Next week, I have something I'm going to show you that's going to be really cool, a really cool new item. Again, I explore the things because, see, I've been, I don't know if I would say a prepper, but yeah, pretty much. A prepper for a long time. I've got foot lockers that are full of stuff. And so I'm always looking and exploring for something new to add to my list. Well, I found something really cool in the last few days. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's better to show it to you. But by Monday, I'm thinking by Monday, Tuesday at the latest, I ought to be able to show you a new item I think a lot of you are going to like. Again, it's one of those things that also guys like and make a great Father's Day gift with Father's Day not too far around the corner. So anyway, we're adding in some really quality, cool stuff that's also very important in an emergency as they clearly are setting us up for a lot of things to converge at one time. So here's your chance and time to get prepared. Before we go to Patrick Wood, I want to take you back to the main page, however, over at WVWTVstore.com. And I want to remind you about the fact that we do have the food supplies. 3 month, 2 week, all the food supplies. Just go up to emergency food supplies. Click all emergency food supplies. That'll bring up the page. Let's see. I'm sorry. That's supplies. Go to emergency foods. There we go. Emergency foods. And let's see. There it is. That's it. We're on the page now. So you get Ready Hour, Ultimate Breakfast, Mega Protein with Real Meat, all of the different things. You'll find them there at WVWTVstore.com. Now, the company called yesterday that we ordered from said our prices are going up in March. So I highly advise you to go ahead and get your order in now because the prices are going up in March. I'm going to try to get that page to reload. They are going up the end of March, they said. End of March, prices are going up. And so we've ordered in, here we go. Now I think I got the whole page to come up. There we go. Page wasn't loading all the way. Now it is. We ordered up a huge quantity now. This would be the biggest order we've ever put in for freeze-dried food. And one reason we're doing it is we don't want to get in a spot where we don't have the inventory for our listeners. But we also know that since they're going to raise prices the end of March, I said, let's put in the biggest order we've ever put in. And that way we can offer it to our audience at a lower price. When the other prices go up, we'll still have it at a lower price as long as we can make it available till that inventory runs out. So we're going to have not only free shipping, folks, free shipping. We're going to have the cheapest price by many, even after they raise the prices at the end of March, because we've just put in a massive, massive order at the price today. So we're going to keep selling at the price today, not worry about raising our prices until we have to go and actually buy it at that higher price. So we're going to have a good price going here for a little bit, but as long as the inventory holds. So again, go ahead. You have motivation to get it now because A, we don't know what's coming, what these guys have planned. B, you're getting free shipping. And C, you're going to get it before the prices go up. So I'd go ahead and get your order in WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or 901-468-9357. Also, don't forget about the MyPillow. They got the slippers over there. Talk about Father's Day coming and Mother's Day coming and graduation gifts. MyStore.com, use the promo code B66, and look what you can get. The slippers, the massive closeout. I love these slippers. I've given them as gifts. A lot of my friends like them. Remember, I gave them to Michael Reagan. He loved them. You guys heard him brag about them himself on here a few weeks ago. They're going out of stock because they're going to go to one model only. So you're now getting what were about $150 pair of slippers for $25. Limit 10 per person. I would go ahead and get my 10 limit and give them as gifts. So there you go. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. That way you get savings, we get credit. While you're there, go ahead and get sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and so much more. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. All right, joining me now is Patrick Wood of Technocracy.com. Technocracy. News, technocracy.news. Patrick, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. He's muted. Hey, I think you're muted.
I'm wearing my green shirt today, and you know why.
Well, I did. I found out during my interview this afternoon with Carrie Lake, I did not know it was St. Patrick's Day, and I was already dressed for the day, so sorry.
Well, it's okay. I'm a Patrick, though. I have to do it.
She said to me, surely with the name Brannon, you got some Irish in you. So I said, yeah, I do. But there you go. So I didn't realize. I was already dressed, folks. And I wasn't going to get dressed for a third time today. Because I'd already gotten dressed once and had to change. So I wasn't getting dressed for a third time. You know why I had to get dressed again? Got all the way dressed and found out that I was missing a button. Couldn't button. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I was already running late. So I had to turn around and get dressed a second time. So I'm like, I'm not getting dressed a third time to wear green. So there you go. Well, you look good in your green, though. And it looks great with that silver hair, you know?
Yes. I can't lose the hair.
Well, you know what? You don't want to. And I have to pay you a compliment. No. My wife has said to me on multiple occasions, okay, are you ready for this? My wife has said to me on multiple occasions, Patrick Wood, he's very distinguished looking on television. He's a very distinguished looking man on television. So there you go.
Bless her heart.
I don't think my wife has ever told me I'm distinguished looking on television, but she's told me about four times what a distinguished looking guy you are on television. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but I am speaking truth. I do have to agree with her. I do have to agree with you. You are a distinguished looking guy. You're on a big 85-inch screen television there. I just can't quit looking. You're so distinguished. I keep waiting for you to break out in a Kenny Rogers song, though.
Well, I sometimes used to do that once upon a time, and I've been mistaken for Kenny Rogers.
I can see why. Yes, exactly.
I have. And a couple of times it was really embarrassing. I was right in the middle of an airport, where a busy airport, and the waiting room was full. And this lady looked at me, she looked up, she saw me, and she stood up, and just at the top of her lungs, it's Kenny Rogers. And everybody looked.
Did you not have the heart to tell her otherwise?
Oh, I had to tell her. I did. It was either that or start singing.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't look so now, but when I was a much younger guy, and I wore khakis and penny loafers and a vest sweater, I was in an airport in the early 90s. And I had a gentleman that came up to me with a pad and a pencil and wanted me to sign an autograph. He thought I was Michael J. Fox. And I signed it Michael J. Fox and kept walking.
Oh, boy.
Or whatever his middle initial is. I think it's J. Right. Anyway. All right. Well, there you go. Good to laugh. Good to laugh a little bit. Yeah. So, hey,
yes, it is.
You're the one that alerted me to the fact that we've got a report where the Trilateral Commission is saying that this 2023 is the year of the new order. Tell us about this, please.
Yes. Well, yes, I know. And you know how I got that story, as a matter of fact, because Alex Newman was on your program. My wife caught it and showed it. Say, hey, Alex is on there. He's talking about your book or something. And Alex was the one that tipped me on this. He's an advisor to our nonprofit, Citizens for Free Speech. So we talk. And he knows I follow the Trilateral Commission. So he tipped me to this article. I probably would have found it anyway. But there was a meeting in Delhi, in New Delhi, India, a plenary session of the Trilateral Commission, which goes way back to 1973. And they said at this meeting that 2023 is year number one of this new global order. And that, I mean, this is stunning that they would say something like this and that it would actually get out of the meeting. I don't know the journalist that was inside the meeting. He may have gotten in trouble for, you know, ratting on what they said, and he would not identify the speaker, but he brought the quote out and some other quotes as well on what they said. But this is a sea change. This now speaks to the Great Reset. This is a narrative message, in my opinion. This is a signal, like, you know, passing a football call out on the field. Go for it. That this is year one of the Great Reset.
Wow.
What that means exactly, I can't really tell you. I can speculate a little bit.
I want you to speculate, because we can add it to the fact that Rebecca Walzer was telling us, you know, last year that the feds were going to roll out their FedNow CBDC between May and July. Now they've come out apparently said it's going to be July. So everything seems to be just lining up perfectly for them.
Yes, it really is. And You know, I've said before, I think maybe I've said it on air here, that we are experiencing a polycrisis of doom in the world today. We have all these
a polycrisis of doom. Wow.
And there, I think that's what they look at it. Well, look, we've got a financial crisis that's man-made. We have a food crisis that's man-made.
Yep.
We have a military crisis that's man-made. And what else do we have? An energy crisis. Of course, I forgot that. We have an energy crisis. That is man-made.
A world war that's going to be man-made.
Well, it would be man-made in a sense. But, you know, the whole thing in Ukraine right now, from my perspective, I go way back on this. You know, I was following Zbigniew Brzezinski back when I was a pretty young guy. He was the guy that suckered Russia into Afghanistan originally. I don't know if you may have read that in a history book. I don't know if you were there around at that time, but he was legendary for having suckered Russia to come in and get their butts whipped in Afghanistan. And so, you know, we ended up, after Russia pulled out, we ended up with ISIS, and then we had a big problem of our own. But in Poland today, Mark Brzezinski is the ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Poland. That's Zbigniew Brzezinski's son. And I get the feeling that he thinks, and so does the rest of the trilateral crowd, they think that they have done the same thing in Ukraine by suckering Russia into Ukraine.
And isn't it Poland that's about to send them fighter jets?
Yes, they are. That's exactly right. And, you know, I mean, you can't get away from the Trilateral Commission here. The fact that Mark Brzezinski, who is a member in his own right of the Trilateral Commission today, he's on the list, he's on the membership list, is incredible. They keep showing up all over the place at just the right places. Anthony Blinken, for instance, Secretary of State, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. So, Ambassador to China, by the way, too, is a member. You've got all these people that are surrounding Biden at this point that are all members of the Trilateral Commission, just like back in Jimmy Carter days. It's the same kind of thing.
And it's a real thing. You know, I remember someone back in 2017 on social media. Well, Brennan, he's a crackpot. He talks about the Trilateral Commission. Don't you know? He's crazy. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's a real group. Former presidential candidate, you know, ran for a U.S. Senate, or was U.S. Senator, ran for president out of Arizona. Help me have a senior moment here. The one Ronald Reagan cut his teeth running political speeches for. Your buddy, the one that came to check you out, his staffer came to check you out.
Goldwater.
Thank you, Barry Goldwater.
Yeah. Barry Goldwater. Yes.
Like, I'm like, do you guys not realize Barry Goldwater, a distinguished U.S. Senator from Arizona, yes, for president Ronald Reagan endorsed, wrote openly about the Trilateral Commission. Turned out, I found out years later, they're coming to your office, his staffer is, to find out all about it. But here we were by a group of Christians that were criticizing me on social media. We go, you know that house, he's crazy. He talks about the Trilateral Commission. I'm like, it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's more than a real thing. One day people are going to have a wake-up call when they really see what's going on. It'll be too late probably at that point for anybody to do anything about it, but they're going to be really sorry, and they're going to be really, you know, grinding their teeth when they see what's really gone on here, what has happened over the last 50 years. It's interesting, by the way, that the New Delhi meeting, the plenary session of the Trilateral Commission that we're speaking about, represents the 50th anniversary. The 50th anniversary. It's a half a century of the Trilateral Commission. They were formed in 1973. That is not insignificant to me. It may be insignificant to other people, but I look at that as this, you know, this is their silver anniversary. It's like, okay, they timed it out pretty well. But basically what they're saying is this is the technotronic era that we're entering today. This is day one of the new world, of the new order. This is the technotronic era that Zbigniew Brzezinski looked forward to when he wrote his book Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. Two ages implies there was three ages, right? There was the first one, then one in the between, and then the future one, the technotronic. The old version of globalization ran from 1973 to 2023, 50 years. Now they are signaling that we are at the beginning of the technotronic era, envisioned by Brzezinski back then, and that now looking forward, this is also the beginning of the Great Reset. And I think, honestly, I think this is a signal that will go out to all the global elitists, and especially the people like at the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, saying, guys, it's time to pull out the stops and let it rip.
Well, one way they can pull out the stops is by letting the banks crash on their timing, right? And we're hearing tonight that there are many, many, many more of these banks that are in big trouble. And in the next coming days, people are about to find out just how big a problem these banks have. And then when I went over to technocracy.news, look at the headline over at his website tonight, folks. Technocracy.news. Tick, tick, tick. The quadrillion-dollar derivatives tsunami. Now, we've been talking here about derivatives for so many years. I'm not going to lie. I don't really understand them, but I understand they're very confusing. But one or two of these banks have derivatives one time equaling GDP, just like one bank in the U.S. Tell me more about this.
Well, the derivative market is off balance sheet by and large all around the world. It's not really recorded, but it represents bets that companies make between each other based on certain events taking place. Sometimes, some people would call them options or puts, or, you know, there's different language people will use. I don't know if that's correct or not, but the idea is when a company makes a bet, for instance, if a company has a big plant investment, whatever, and they're worried about the financing, the interest rate going up, or, you know, spiking up to 20% or 15% or something like they were back in the 70s, they could make a deal with an insurance company or a hedge fund, say, look, we'll pay you $200,000, but if the interest rates go to 15%, you have to pay us $10 million. That becomes a derivative. That's the item that happened. The interest rates going up is immaterial to this, but they will lose money if interest. They won't be able to stay in business and keep their plant going. So they can kind of ensure that event against that event happening by convincing somebody to underwrite it, right? And if whatever the people that underwrite it, they get to keep the premium, quote unquote premium, say $200,000, and they hope that it never happens. And if it does happen, they'll have to pay up. But this has been multiplied around the world. Oh my gosh, it's just gone absolutely nuts. The lady that invented the kind of the derivative market in modern days, her name was Blythe Masters, by the way. She was 28 years old when she was working at J.P. Morgan. And she came up with this idea on how to, you know, create these things and make them and make products out of them so they could sell them all over the world. Nobody really knows how big the market is for derivatives because there's no regulation, absolutely none. There's no market. There's no stock exchange that trades these things. They're mostly done in private, but they're very real. They're very real.
And, of course, these banks are holding them. A lot of Americans don't know about that. And they could just all of a sudden start talking about those. Whenever the propagandists, whether it's China or Russia or the traitors in our own government, when they want to start making sure that this, now's the time to collapse these banks, let's start making sure we put a full court press on the derivatives and get the mainstream media, corporate media, to scare the living daylights out of the American people that, hey, these banks really, hey, guess what, guys? We just found something out. These banks are really bankrupt if you use traditional accounting. Something we've been saying for years, but we don't reach enough people to, you know, to create a problem. But when they want to push the button and cause the American people to no longer trust the banks because they're ready for a timing to be able to have a collapse and use it, they'll be able to do that in many ways. This might be one of them. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. But you quote in your article that Warren Buffett calls them, the derivatives, the weapons of financial destruction, a weapon of massive financial destruction.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I want to read or just say that the Federal Reserve has already pulled the trigger on this in one very important way. The money supply, normally the money supply grows with the economy. As the economy grows, you know, say 3 to 5%, money supply is supposed to increase also. But what's happened now, the Fed talks about the increase rate, the rate of increase or the rate of decrease, like, if, you know, well, we're going to lower the money supply a little bit. They never talk about going below zero, okay? You don't want to ever contract the money supply. Well, right now, the fact is, the money supply is contracting below zero. In other words, it's shrinking below zero. In absolute terms, liquidity is being sucked out of the marketplace right now, out of the economy. That is felt first by banks, because banks rely on liquidity. They must have even overnight liquidity to be able to conduct business in a normal fashion. So when liquidity dries up, all of a sudden, they are just screwed. There's no other way to say it. They're just out of business instantly. This is what happened in 2008-09. This is what's happening today. The Fed, regardless of what the Fed says, they are shrinking the money supply down below zero, where it's actually going down in real terms, soaking up the excess liability or the excess liquidity. Banks are the first to feel it. That's one important reason why Silicon Valley Bank went down, by the way. There were some causative things, there was some pushes going on, but they couldn't get their hands on liquidity to last overnight or 2 or 3 days. They were shocked by it. They couldn't get anything from the outside, and down they went. Boom. Gone.
And clearly this isn't the time yet for the collapse. They need a little more time, because here we go. Federal agencies, First Republic Bank rescued with $30 billion deposited from 11 banks. So reportedly, the Wall Street Journal is telling us that J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo were in early talks to deposit $5 billion of their own money into each of the lenders. And then you had $2.5 billion from Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. So they're shoring up a couple other banks. So I guess it's not quite time for the collapse to happen. We also have a report today from the Epoch Times. Federal Reserve Bank rescue could inject $2 trillion of liquidity, raising inflation concerns. And of course, in that report from the Trilateral Commission about this is year one of the new order, they said we're moving away from a free market system. Did you see that?
Yes.
They said we're moving away from a free market system to an inflationary system. So you know the old saying, you're going to own nothing and be happy. That's because they're going to inflate it away. I was interviewing Carrie Lake for the broadcast tonight, the Lindell Report, and she said, I'm very concerned about hyperinflation. Well, here you have a mainstream gal talking about hyperinflation. How refreshing, because our audience knows, I told people last year on this show, we're going to stop talking about inflation, the I word. We're going to go to the H word, hyperinflation, because that's what's coming. Well, now Carrie Lake, she's picking up on the same thing and saying, I'm concerned about hyperinflation. I saw over there in Great Britain, we got some spike in inflation by 35%, I read in Great Britain. I don't know if you read that report or not. So this has become a global problem. And here comes the folks at the Trilateral saying, we're going to move away from the free market system, and we're going to go to a more of a industrial system.
Corporate.
Yeah, corporate industrial system based on an inflationary cycle. So here we go.
That's right. They would like to run the world like Amazon runs its warehouses, basically.
Well, in this,
it's scientific dictatorship. It's control by algorithm, control by fiat, where you just end up having to do what they say, and there's no conversation about it. They make the decisions on what you can consume and make, and you just have to abide by it. And that's going to be the end of it.
Of course,
this has been the mindset.
The result today is gold is up almost $70 today.
Yes.
Gold is up. And if you notice, gold is up to about 1991.
Yes. Very close to a new high.
And silver is at $22.70. Silver's up to $22.70. I mean, silver, before you know, it's going to be at $25 and then to 50. You know, the all-time high of gold is around 2000, silver 50. Yeah. So we're getting back to all-time highs.
Yes, I think silver probably is a better buy right now than gold is.
I absolutely agree.
But yeah, it's those will never go to zero. That's the main thing. What up or down? You know, they might go down, they might go up. It really doesn't matter. They'll never go to zero.
I want to take you real quick to WVWTV.com. Take a look at that page there, folks. Look at that! Look at that distinguished guy right there. Breaking: Trilateral Commission calls 2023 year one of the new order. That's his show that we bring to you right here on WVWTV.com, on this page, WVWTV.com. Again, if you want to watch his show, it's on 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. You can get it on demand at WVWTV.com. Patrick, thanks for being with us. Love the green shirt. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, folks. If you want to get some, by the way, free information on precious metals, you can call or text our friend. Just text him, Wes Peters, 602-558-8000. 602-558-8585. Just text him. Tell him you want the free packet of information. He'll send it to you. Again, people say, well, I've missed it, Brandon. No, I don't think you've missed it. Don't worry. I don't think you've missed the high in gold. I don't think you've missed it at all. But I do think silver is a great purchase right now. I agree with him. So just text your name and address to Wes Peters. He'll get that packet of information out to you, no obligation. 602-558-8585. And again, don't forget about going ahead and getting your EMT, a medical trauma bag, brand new as of last night, 24 hours ago. We started offering it. It's been a huge hit this very first 24 hours. You'll find it at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com, or 901-468-9357. You can call throughout the weekend as well and place your order for emergency freeze-dried food, 901-468-9357. Don't forget, again, mypillow.com, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, and robes. Mypillow.com, promo code B66. I'll be back Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time. I'll be back live Sunday night. I'm already working on the lesson as we continue on the coming religious Reich. Don't worry if you haven't seen any of the past programs. They all stand alone. Sunday night, 8 p.m., right back here and on WVWTV.com and right back here, 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday night for our Sunday night service. I've been teaching since 2015. We'll see you then unless there's breaking news, we'll break in. But otherwise, talk to you Sunday night. Take care.